Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. I meant to do an hour interview. We're now past 2 hours, and I got a ton of important stuff to cover coming up in the next segment. Continue with your open phones. And all these callers are bringing up great points. I'm sorry to cut some people short. We just have limited time. But yes, George, we're going to have you back up, try to support your whistleblowing, hopefully have you back up in the next few weeks so we can just take calls and talk about going after Maurice Strong, the ClimateGate people, Ben Santer, all of them, Phil Jones. We need to have these people exposed and indicted. A lot of them already are in the process or have been indicted. But let's go to Bob in Ohio. You're on the air in a final quick segment with George Hunt. Amazing interview. We appreciate George's courage. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I've been meaning to call for a long time, and it's crazy how apropos this call will be today, but I moved into the sticks early 90s, about the same time period, and I became associated with someone who claimed to be in league or knew of the elites and was close personal friends with them. He tapped me as a guy who was intelligent and for some reason wanted me to know some facts, and he asked me if I ever knew about the New World Order and the Trilateral Commission and those things, and I told him I knew some things, and so he invited me to ask him some questions. I said, how will we know when the New World Order is going to be installed? Or first, I said, how will they go about installing it? He said, they'll get us in so many conflicts around the globe that we won't be able to defend ourselves, and a seemingly foreign power would step in and take us over. And I said, how will we know when it's about to happen? And he said, if they ever hit the Pentagon, look out. And it was whenever 9/11 happened to me, and of course that was years before that.
And this guy said that he was a member of the elite.
He was affiliated with them. He was a very intelligent man.
They love to brag. George Hunt, comments on what Bob just said.
Oh, they love to brag. And I wish that you had a recorder with you when you're talking to that person. They were one of the ones that were in the know. And they like people to know that they're in the know. But if anyone finds out that they've told their secrets, they get killed.
Bob, call us back again. Call us back again sometime because I want to hear more of your story. Thank you. Finishing up, George, go ahead.
Well, I don't know how to finish this except that we are confronted with a new world order that will take away the freedom of every citizen in the world. And if we don't call them out now, we never will. This is our last chance.
I agree with you. You said it earlier, though. This is the moment of truth. They're coming in like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord is lifting up a standard against them. And all of us, myself, you, millions of others, we are that standard against the enemy.
That's right.
And when we do fight, we beat them. And so people need to see themselves as leaders, wake up their friends, their families, their neighbors, educate them. Films are a great way to do it. Radio shows are a great way to do it. Read books, get educated yourself, educate your city council. When these environmentalists come around, they want to steal your property, brainwash your kids. On record, they've got to be stopped. And, George, I'm glad you're doing an investigation on Maurice Strong and others, and you're talking about filing suit on them through the whistleblower international groups. And when can we hear more about that coming up?
I'll be filing suit within 2 weeks. And after I find a lawyer that is up to the fight. And then after their suit, they'll probably pay some heavy fines. And I'll get 30% of their heavy fines because I'm an official whistleblower. So there's something in it for people that blow whistles.
And then you can use that to fight them more. You've certainly spent a lot of time the last 22 years fighting these people, and we're just glad that you almost bumbled into all of this and that you were an upstanding person who would have the courage to fight them and expose them. The website is thebigbadbank.com. Got books and videos there available. And again, endgame at infowars.com, the preeminent film to expose this entire agenda. George, let me say bye to you during the break, and we're going to be talking to you again, and Jan and other great folks in your office about having you back on in phase two of our operation against the New World Order. I'm going to come back with all the government health care news, the banking news, the flu news.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you.
Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the spirit of 2010, I told you that I am going to take more calls. I was getting to where I went two or three shows sometimes without taking calls because I'm covering news and have guests on. I'm going to talk to Joe, John, Dave, Ryan, and Dennis in this segment. And then for the last 40 minutes, I am going to cover Bankergate, what's happening with the flu blowing up in their face, openly exposed as fraud and a criminal hoax, exactly as we said it was. We're vindicated, documented, proven again. Also, what's happening with health care. It's all coming up. But, man, what an amazing two-hour interview with George Hunt, who just got out of the hospital with Guillain-Barré. Glad to hear that he's doing better. So many people get that now, not just from vaccines. It's pretty spooky. All the barium salts, aluminum dioxide being sprayed on us. They're spiking more than half, according to the Washington Post, of the corn syrup with mercury, telling you it's nutritious. I'm not kidding, saying it's now nutritious. It's not nutritious. It eats your brain. So we're glad that George is doing better. Just amazing inside information, all documented 22 years later, proven in triplicate, proven in spades. I'm going to jam in five calls here in T-minus minute and a half. So be ready with your questions, your comments, your plugs, your tractor you've got for sale, whatever it is. That's coming up. But speaking of folks that make this show possible, I want to tell you about those guys right now. That is Diginet Personal Audio Video Recording Systems. Sunglasses with the little bubble chip in them that record hours of video and audio, hidden camera in the sunglasses. Great, because sometimes with a hidden camera, you don't know what you're shooting. But with sunglasses, if I'd have had that in Bohemian Grove, my goodness. Because you turn your head, you know what you're shooting. Just amazing system, very inexpensive, high quality, hidden Diginet pins, a bunch of other great products. They're a huge seller to government, you name it, and corporations. So you get the lowest prices I've seen. Before I knew about this company, I paid double for the similar systems. I thought I was getting a good deal. Diginet.net, D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net, Diginet.net, D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net, Diginet.net. Their phone number is also on their website. Check them out today. Also, SurvivalSeedBank.com. Give them a call, 877-327-0365. Super high quality, organic, non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds. Get a seed bank you plant with this spring coming up in 2 months or so. So cold, though, might come up in 3 months with the global warming and all. Well, I wish we had some warming. SurvivalSeedBank.com, and then save a seed bank or give it as a gift. This is just such, it's human. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, getting back to nature, getting back to true sustainability, getting back to the earth, and not the globalist counterfeit of it. SurvivalSeedBank.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalSeedBank.com. And finally, I have looked at a lot of countries, and if you do, I know the health rangers move down there. A lot of people are, especially in the mountain areas. It's like 65 to 70 degrees year-round above 5,000 feet. One of the better places, and that's Ecuador. And EcuadorCentral.com has a lot of great info. Ecuador Central believes we have a duty to protect our families and our wealth. If you're considering a new life somewhere else or want a second home outside the U.S. or if you want to invest in a growing economy, EcuadorCentral.com can help you. Ecuador is a country with friendly people, good food, and great weather all year round where you can live better for a lot less. Boy, that's the truth. EcuadorCentral.com. That's Ecuador Central. Ecuador spelled E-C-U-A-D-O-R. That's EcuadorCentral.com. Check them out today. And they have a lot of audio and video clips up there on the site as well. Okay, boom. Let's take five calls in the next 8 minutes, and then I'm going to news. Joe in Pennsylvania. You're on. Oh, I already went to Joe. Is this a new list? Because I already thought I had a Joe in Pennsylvania. Okay, new list. Another Joe in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Joe.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a great fan of yours, and thank you for waking me up. I've been following you for the longest time, and I've been passing the disc around. I got copies. I got converts. I also got a following behind me. Anyway, your show is fantastic today, as always, and I'm glad he's a whistleblower. I am one, too. I put a lot of your videos on my website. And just want to say hello, and I'm out here plugging for you, son.
Oh, no, I know it's a plug. Oh, please.
Yeah, I plug on my, okay, can I give my address to that?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
That's hopesfortomorrow.org. I got a lot of your videos, a lot of stuff in there. I got comeback. I got videos out on my job. I got to wake up the chemtrails, everything. And I'm so happy to
Well, that's awesome, Joe. Other than your website, what else is going on?
I got a big mailing list every day. I spend like 5 hours putting out all your...
So you're fighting
videos.
Hard, and that's why we're starting to really, really have an effect. I got to move quick. Thank you, Joe. John in New York, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing all right.
Good. I just had a question. You actually said one of them about the... Have you seen the commercials for the corn syrup now? They're saying how good it is for you?
Yep. Mercury in corn syrup is yummy for your tummy.
Yeah,
care about your son or daughter? Give them corn syrup with mercury. I've got the newscast saying it's good for your child's brain. I mean, it's not, folks. It's deadly poison. But now that's a conspiracy theory. Yeah, there's these nuts think mercury ain't good. Them people's crazy.
Exactly. Ridiculous. My other question was, is I happened to be flipping through the History Channel the other day, and I saw Earth 2100. I don't know if you've seen anything about this. It's like a poorly animated... like Japanese cartoon about how this family is traveling from California to New York because there's nothing but famine on the West Coast.
Yes, they've got scores of shows about death, famine, world government saving us, everyone's starving, or all these shows about humans are gone from the earth. It's an Eden. How beautiful it would be if we were all dead. It's just 24/7 creating a guilt complex. Just like they use, you know, you're a Nazi if you don't want big government. Well, you want to kill the earth if you don't want big government. And so they're creating a guilt complex that I must kill myself. It's for the earth.
It's terrible. I mean, it just gets your blood boiling right away. My son and I, he's 18, we listen to your show every single day. And it's like, as soon as we saw that, we watched it for a little while, you know, because we wanted to see what it was about. But we just couldn't do it. It's terrible.
Well, we should download it online and do a review of it. So it's called Earth 2100.
Yes, I think it's history. It might be Discovery. I'm not sure, but
don't worry. I'm familiar. I saw a blurb on it. Don't worry. At the end of the episodes, the global government will save us. I'm sure there's an environmental group fighting globally to stop it. They tried. No one listened. No one accepted Christ, Savior, Rothschild, the Christ. I appreciate your call, John. Dave in Maine. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. George mentioned earlier about the possibility of using an EMP, and I wanted to remind the listeners of a book that was heavily pushed by Newt Gingrich called 1 Second After that talked about the effects of an EMP.
Yeah, they can do a bunch of EMPs, blame it on Al-Qaeda, use the studies show EMPs would knock everything out, but it would cause a lot of disruption to satellites and systems based on it, and then use that as another false flag. Look, when you're evil, you don't have rules, and you're the governing authority. There's all these great ways to stage terror.
Absolutely. So we have a review of that book on our website, and also just published a review and highlights of a book written almost 80 years ago by Bertrand Russell, which is absolutely amazing. The scientific.
Well, tell us your website. Tell us your website, Dave.
Somethingmustbreak.net.
Great. And any good articles people want us to post or link to, send them to writers@infowars.com. I'd like to see that. Anything else, Dave?
No, that's it. Thanks for all you do, Alex. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Dave. It isn't that I mind the plugs. It's just that sometimes every caller. But I guess that's evidence of how people are taking action. It kills talk radio because people want to hear content. They want to hear your ideas. Like, hey, they want to hear about EMP and Newt Gingrich hyping it, which you're right, he did. And then it's kind of overload. But that's okay. Whatever. I had to put a stop to it about 10 years ago for a while when people started calling in going, I got a tractor for sale. I'm in this town in Missouri. Here's my number, literally. And I said, look, it stops there. It stops. let's talk to Ryan in Alaska. Ryan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, regarding the whole banker-gangster situation, Ben Bernanke was recently on the cover of Time magazine as Person of the Year.
Oh, yeah, they give awards. Forbes has given the award to the best corporation being Monsanto. They give evil people awards as like a sick joke, and so the general yuppies go, well, it must be good they're getting awards. The bankers must be good. Time magazine says Bernanke loves me. Mercury must be good. CBS News says it's good for my child, but they have convulsions when I give it to them. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, Peace Prize.
Anything else? Yes, I am.
I said Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize also.
Yes, it's all a sick joke.
Well, your interview today, the clips are really, they're terrifying. I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm scared.
Well, you don't, listen, when you hang out over a cliff, you get scared because that's instinct, telling you get away from the cliff. Well, the New World Order's got us cornered. We got to fight them. We can't get away from this cliff. We've got to figure out how to scale it. And so, yes, you're meant to be concerned. But once you put fear into action, you don't have fear anymore. My only fear is I'll get killed and won't be able to continue this work. My only fear is that I don't do a good enough job. My only fear is I won't work hard enough. My only fear is I'll get worldly and want to take off a little bit of time. But then I realize all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. And I've had to realize I beat myself up. I can't do it all. And that's why it's so great to see the dividends of liberty coming in, and we're really starting to have victories, Ryan, and that's what's exciting. God bless you. Okay, if Dennis, John, and Scott want to hold, I may be able to get to you towards the end of the show, but I do need to news blitz on Bankergate, on our big victory against the flu mongers. Openly, they're being exposed now, and on healthcare, it's all coming up after this quick break right here on the one, the only, GCN Radio Network. And I'm here live Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We have the free podcast on the Listen link at the top of InfoWars.com. Go subscribe to that. Tell your friends and family about it. Listen how they want, when they want. That's how you really help, too. This show is doing a lot of great work. Spread the word about it. I know you are.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 12, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,149.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,180.55, $590.27 for a half ounce, or $295.14 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,180.55, $590.27, or $295.14.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Joan, a new Kay Bailey Hutchinson ad. She's running for governor, the senator is, against Rick Perry. She's a Bilderberg Group member and steering committee member, top globalist. Perry has just been an attendee. Perry's horrible. She's running an ad openly exposing that it is a UN takeover. And the fact is, then once she gets in office, she'll continue with the toll roads. But she's desperate. She's losing right now, so she'll go ahead and tell the truth. So that's coming up, just an example of how these people operate. Also, there's another video clip we were sent last night that we didn't post because we were too busy and didn't get around to it. Plus, it's I don't know what I really think of the clip. I'll tell you about it at the end of the show. It'll be up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It has been posted. I'm not going to tell you what it is till we discuss it. I'll show you the headline once it's up on Infowars.com. Well, we have Aaron right here. Just have Dew give him the clip, and Aaron can post it. Or perhaps it's been posted and hasn't refreshed yet. So something particularly interesting coming up here before we end this broadcast. Okay. I covered some of this in the first hour, but the bigger news issue is that on every front, people don't buy either political party now. They're finally shattering the left-right paradigm in a very, very big way. And the Democrats have now seen the House and Senate versions that are in conference. Both are very bad. Jail time, 5 years in prison, $250,000 fines if you don't buy the insurance, and they take money out of your check, and they tax better insurance plans. You know they'll phase that into everything. Plus, it's unconstitutional. It's discriminatory. Both versions of the bill, and they're leaving it in. They're saying leave certain states out, leave scores of big labor unions out. Their employees don't have to do this. The rest of the public does. They become like little lords and little duchesses and little dukes and little kings, where it's all selectively done. We saw that with Obama. If you were a Democratic contributor, you got to keep your General Motors car dealership. If you weren't, you didn't. That came out on the House floor, and that's public. If you're a globalist and contributed, he'd give you billions to move the factories overseas. And it's been like this with presidents before him the last few decades, but it's now coming to a head because they're going for broke and they don't care. And this bill raises taxes by at least $500 billion in the next 10 years. That's conservative. It's more like $700 billion they're reporting. $41 billion Medicare cuts, $30-something billion Medicaid cuts every year. The taxes go up, benefits go down. It gives immunity to the insurance companies and doctors and big HMOs to not give you care. So it has the government coming in with these panels of non-doctors deciding and setting policy for everyone. We've seen it in Canada. We've seen it in England, where you get rationed for health care. Tom Daschle wrote the original bill. He wrote a book calling for it. I mean, this is the reality. This legislation is bad. And, I mean, to say bad, that's not even a strong enough word. But then we have the Associated Press, where other labor unions that aren't exempted from it, they're getting angry. They were fine with something immoral for other people, other businesses, corporations, private companies, private individuals. But they don't like it that they're not exempt. Labor angry over Obama-backed insurance tax. Labor leaders are pushing hard on President Barack Obama and Senate Democrats to drop a proposed new tax on high-value health care plans, warning of politicians and political consequences. The White House has indicated the tax may change so it hits fewer workers, but it's not going away. And then now we've confirmed in conference they're just going to exempt some people from it. Continuing, raw story. Dodd, health reform bill hanging by a thread. And he goes into saying the Democratic Party, people are exiting it. They're panicking. It may not even pass. But see, they did that foregone conclusion saying, oh, it will pass, no way to stop it, so you wouldn't lobby against it. But there's still time. The states also are saying they're going to fight it. That's unconstitutional because certain states don't have to do it. Other states do. The feds can't do that. That's up for states to decide. But the interesting thing is you read these Democrats on Raw Story, and what are they all saying? This morning there was 30-something comments, 36 comments when I printed this. I'm sure there's more now. But I read every comment, and they all disagreed. It's not just liberals and labor unions. It's everybody with an ounce of sense. This bill is so bad, if anyone can cause the Democratic Party to lose control of what they call control of the House and Senate. And it goes, if the Democrats pass this love gift to the health insurance industry in the Senate, they will lose massively in the 2010. I'm a lifelong liberal and will not tolerate this sellout to big insurance. And it's the same thing on every stinking comment. They've broken the paradigm. They get all they're going to get from Washington is rape and robbery and pillaging. No matter what party or what they do, it's all a scam. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Segment, I'm going to post at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com some amazing new video. We can't play it on air, the audio, but we can play the video. So that is coming up. So stay with us for that. They said they were going to post it on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I've seen the link from Prison Planet Paul Watson sent me, but I can't see it in the tiles of the top stories. So we'll try to get it up on InfoWars.com. As well, instead of using IM, I'd use telephone with the guys. Try to get some confirmation from them. People texting people. There's a report where children, teenagers, only use 800 words a day now, when the average person uses tens of thousands. Children as young as 3 can't talk now in the U.S. and England from television and computers. And I've even caught it in my office now. Everyone just IMs and emails, and then stuff just falls through the cracks where if people just pick up a telephone or talk face-to-face, there'd be clear communication on it. And I'm not criticizing anybody. We also have a lot of remote people that work in other parts of, England and New Mexico. Getting back to the news here, Dodd, health reform bill, hanging by a thread, and the Democrats are properly addressing this. That is the Democrat constituents, people calling themselves liberals. They're saying it's a health care takeover, a scam, a fraud, a looting, raising taxes and cutting benefits. But, of course, you never get something free when the government robs another group. They keep it. There is no free lunch. Don't you get it? Now, the right-wingers are attacking this from the wrong perspective, saying it's commies that want to run our lives. And well, they want to run your lives, but they're not commies. They're big banks. They're big insurance companies who can go write unconstitutional legislation to make you buy their overpriced insurance or put you in prison if you don't, and then cut the quality of your care. So the left's got it part right. The right's got it partly right. Ladies and gentlemen, get out of your left-right paradigm. But the good news is Senator Dodd, who says he's leaving the Senate, says on his way out the door, retiring Senator Chris Dodd has some bad news for health reform advocates still cheering the late December Senate vote. Healthcare reform is hanging by a thread, and one or two votes could determine the outcome of the heavily debated bill, Democrat Senator Chris Dodd told CNBC Monday. The Cable Business News Network reports Dodd said you would have to be living on the moon not to know that senators have already gone on record with having issues with the plan, citing Nebraska's Ben Nelson, Connecticut's Joe Lieberman, and Senator Blanche Lincoln from Arkansas, because they know it's political suicide to go for it. Everyone feels, I guess, to some degree, who have been for this, that we would have liked something different. And that it's not uncommon when you're considering an issue of this magnitude, he said. If this is all about surviving politically, then we're missing the whole purpose of what we're supposed to be doing. Yeah, destroying America. So the point is, they all know that people are wise now. That's why they tried to keep the bill secret, remember? That's why it's in secret conference committee now, what they're doing with it. Our supposed free society, the immigration bill 3 years ago was secret. We got it, total amnesty even for felons. And they could bring in six of their family members. On and on and on. Everything is a fraud. No bid contracts. The media says, well, it should only be American companies that get the military contracts. That was a red herring. It was only American companies. It was no bid for other American companies. See, it's just everything is spin and fraud. But the good news is this giant lie is coming down on its head in a big way, and the people are finally getting it and finally understanding what's happening. On another issue of a big awakening that's taking place, we got the secret MIAC report and the Homeland Security report that listed gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans, libertarians, anti-Federal Reserve people as potential terrorists. There's a big article Paul Watson wrote today at PrisonPlanet.com, Obama's TSA nominee targets anti-government Christians. Targets anti-government Christians. And then it has the video clip of him saying it. And it's got him in his TSA uniform down at the bottom. And try to pull that article up and see if we can. Obama's TSA nominee targets anti-government Christians. So we can just show people the image of this guy before the show ends. And they are mixing in people that don't want bigger government, Christians. Just like Janet Reno told 60 Minutes, people who believe in a second coming of Christ are mentally ill cult members and terrorists. I mean, that's a quote. These people are the weirdos. These people are the ones that want to demonize freedom of religion and assembly in this country. And he says the main focus is on Christian conservatives. So, these guys are just right out in the open. Also, government documents have been released by the Electronic Privacy Information Center, EPIC, and Mike Adams at Natural News, we have this up on Infowars.com, reports TSA lies exposed, full-body scanner machines do save and transmit images of your body, secret documents reveal. Well, of course, that's how the government's posting and sharing these. They say they record your body. They biometrically scan you. So I thought I would get into that. Also on the war front, a huge provocation against Iran, who's already under sanctions, already had our government illegitimately overthrow their government several times, using radical Muslims to do it. General Petraeus goes on CNN and says Iran can be bombed, says General Petraeus, and they may do it. That's not a general's place to be on CNN in a highly scripted show with Wolf Blitzer talking about that. It's outrageous. All right, now getting into the banker bailout that's taking place. This is not a bailout. It is a banking takeover. And with Bankergate that we covered extensively yesterday and we wrote key articles on the sites about, I think the most comprehensive out there by Paul Watson, Steve Watson, and Kurt Nemo, they all published reports yesterday, worked tirelessly, to go over all the facets of the criminality. We need to get those reports out to everybody. Ron Paul, Geithner should be fired over Bankergate. That's one by Paul Watson. Here's another one by Steve Watson. Bankergate emails expose criminal financial dictatorship at work. And again, Kurt filed another report with Bankergate in the title you need to read and get out to everybody. This is so important that people be made aware of this, because people know the banks are ripping them off, but they don't understand the full magnitude of crimes committed by Geithner and others on the surface, keeping it secret that they were being paid themselves personally the banker bailout money, the Federal Reserve people in the private group and the governmental Treasury Department. And here's what the mainstream media says. I mean, they admit what's happening. There's no longer any hiding it with over 20% real unemployment. America slides deeper into depression as Wall Street revels. That means parties. December was worst month for U.S. unemployment since the Great Depression began. London Guardian telling the truth. Business Week. The disposable worker. Pay is falling. Benefits are vanishing. And no one's job is secure. How companies are making the era of temp more than temporary. And it gets into how the real economy is dead as a doornail. But the banks say the economy's great because they're stealing all the money. Everything's being fed into their mouth, into their maw, into their jaws. Schwarzenegger budget acts would fall heavily on poor. Reuters. See, they bankrupt California. Now almost everything goes to interest on debt to private banks, and Schwarzenegger makes massive cuts to the poor. See, your whole beautiful welfare system that got everybody dependent, now they got Northcom and Homeland Security in place. They don't care if you riot now. They want you to riot. They're now going to bankrupt you. And then they're going to tax you if you have more than one child and pay you to be sterilized. That's what they're now openly announcing. They're pushing that now. That's the next phase. So over here on the document, Cam, I can show you a shot of this. Schwarzenegger budget acts would fall heavily on the poor. The latest budget plan from California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger would force 200,000 children off low-cost medical insurance, end in-home care for 350,000, infirm and elderly citizens. Yeah, I got to euthanize them. And slash income assistance to hundreds of thousands more. And see, conservatives will say, oh, that sounds great. Yeah, but how about we cut government? No, that's growing, 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 growing like a cancer. And don't forget the NBC report, not the one where TSA agents are going crazy declaring themselves God. No, the other one this week where they're telling California employees at the DMV, and now they're saying other agencies, you've got to work one day a week free. That's called slavery. See, you government people love sucking off the public. You love your largesse. That's all going to end for you, too. We'll be just like China. Corrupt Chinese officials pocket $50 billion. The media is reporting. $50 billion that the bureaucrats have stolen from the people. That's what big government delivers. Here's another one about what big government's doing to you. Copenhagen summit turned junket. Exclusive. CBS News. At least 20 members of Congress made the trip to Climate Gate Conference in Copenhagen last month, and the millions and millions of dollars they spent to do it. Here's that other article that I mentioned. Teenagers only use 800 different words a day. Many children ages 3 can't even talk. We're being turned into just mindless drones. Pretty soon, if you can talk and tie your shoelaces, you'll be known as a genius. Their brains are so filled with mercury. The government thinks you're so dumb, they tell you mercury's good for you. Ed Brown receives virtual death sentence for resisting government. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. All the details there. 37 years in prison. He'd be over 107 years old when he gets out. He usually served 90-plus percent, about 92% of a federal sentence. So that means he'll be about 100 years old or more when he gets out. Just absolutely criminal. But meanwhile, Geithner doesn't have to pay his taxes. It can steal 220-something trillion, billion in front of everybody and doesn't get in trouble. But they get thrown in the slammer. So that is going on. Now, continuing here, the media is trying to push distractions like Trent Lott, who was just, and you know, saying something mildly that could be called racist and then having to step down as leadership in the Senate. Now Harry Reid, I don't like Harry Reid. I hate his guts. He's a very wicked globalist robbing us. He comes out, and this has been the big news the last 4 or 5 days. I haven't covered it, but I want to mention it now. Harry Reid comes out, and it gets released in a big book that he said, oh, it's great. You know, Americans wouldn't vote for him, but he's light-skinned and doesn't have an ethnic dialect. He was pushing Obama to run. He's Obama's friend. He's saying what he thinks of as racist America will go for Obama. And it was Reid that got him to do it. But see, that's just a political football meant to train Republicans to support political correctness to rush in and call for his head. No, Lott shouldn't have to step down. He should step down because he's a crook. But not for that reason. And Reid shouldn't have to step down for that. He should step down because he's a crook violating Senate rules and the Constitution. But see, that's how they train you to accept political correctness in all of this, is by having Republicans now enforce it on Harry Reid. So that's going on there. Republicans cite Lott in calling for Reid to quit. Now, the other big issue is what happened with Flugate. And it is Flugate. The head of the EU Health Council has admitted they were lied to. They were told tens of millions would die. It was all a fraud by big government for a power grab with pharmaceutical makers to make tens of billions of dollars with the big five makers. They lied. And they, in these reports, the EU health chief, he'll get in trouble now, watch, says it's a dangerous vaccine. The German government wouldn't even take it themselves. Remember that. Everything we told you about how it was a fraud, how it was a scam, how the vaccine was dangerous, how the government was quietly getting ready before April, before you heard anything about flu, to push this hype. We knew they were getting ready for that, so we warned the public. Everything we've said has now been completely proven for all these talk show hosts like Dr. Dina Dell that say the vaccine's safe and everybody needs to take it and it's not hype. That's been totally disproven. Everybody in your family who got in your face and said you better take it, give them the BBC reports, the Al Jazeera video reports. I'm going to play that at the start of the rebroadcast. At the start of the show, we played that Al Jazeera report. The video's up on Infowars.com. We have been proven absolutely correct, absolutely right on all of this. We know how the globalists operate. We know how their programs operate. We know what they do. We know their systems. We know their scams. And more people are listening to what we have to say and realizing that we've been telling people the truth all along and that we really know what we're talking about. Are we perfect? No. Do we make mistakes? Yes. But do we have the best handle on what's going on of any news websites or any radio show or any documentary filmmakers? We are the number one leaders of alternative news. Infowars.com is the biggest alternative news site on the web by Alexa and all the rating services. PrisonPlanet.com is number two. We have both the top spots. We are the leaders and the most successful viral video makers, period. Obama deception, conservatively over 20 million people watched it 3 months ago when I checked the numbers for free online. It's over 4 million that we know of. With Fall of the Republic free online, people have gotten the thousands of DVDs from us, made hundreds of thousands and millions of copies. One university, over 30,000 were handed out by the great folks at Freedom's Phoenix there. The point is, we are having a huge effect. And that's why Kay Bailey Hutchinson is running videos like the one we're about to play. And it just has text over traffic sounds, so I will narrate for radio listeners. She now is having to come out with an anti-New World Order piece about toll roads as a land grab to try to beat Perry when she's even more involved. And I'm not saying I'm going to vote for Perry either, lesser of two weevils or two evils. The point is they are in total panic mode as all this information becomes mainstream. They're having to take on our political coloration of patriots and liberty people to try to win. And people are seeing through that. So here is Bilderberg Group steering committee member Kay Bailey Hutchinson's TV ad. It's a great ad. It's got images of those highway signs where they talk about it being a land grab, a foreign company, toll roads. It's time to end the Trans-Texas Corridor. And see, they said last year, oh, we've canceled it. But they're continuing the whole thing. They're just not calling it Trans-Texas Corridor. The AP had the headline saying that, oh, it's been canceled, but then saying three paragraphs later, oh, but Rick Perry's renaming it something else. Play the video again. I want to try to read as much of that as I can for radio listeners. This is a free road for now. Rick Perry wants it to be a toll road. The road your taxes already paid for. A giant Perry land grab. Like the 600,000 acres he tried to take from Texans. So a foreign company could charge tolls too. It's time to end the Trans-Texas Corridor. Paid for by Kay Belly Hutchinson. But she doesn't tell you she works for the very same globalist. She doesn't tell you she's been involved in this whole program. She doesn't tell you it's a larger nationwide land grab under the NAFTA superhighway system. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the key video. Stay with us.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns.
And will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques. Where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them.
How to create the perfect hiding place.
As well as the places you should never hide your guns.
Under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Okay, one of our listeners on the 8th sent us the raw video of this as a link. It was not on the web. My crew is so overworked and distracted, they didn't bring it to my attention to this morning when it went on YouTube. But we are going to get the guy that confronted him on the show tomorrow. But it's up on PrisonPlanet.com. F.U. Angry Man swears at George H.W. Bush at Houston Restaurant. And my issue is this shows the boldness of the people, and it is H.W. Bush. We're going to show you a still shot here of him. But if you go to PrisonPlanet.com, this just went up a few hours ago, we have it. It's also up on Infowars.com. The article is, F.U. Angry Man Swears at George H.W. Bush. And without the audio, we'll play some of this video at a pizza place. And I want to warn this guy when he gets on the show with us. The Bushes don't usually have you taken out unless you personally get in their face. And I've done it to George W. Bush, and he had me arrested, my arm almost ripped off by the police, for simply at a press conference asking him a question about the New World Order. And so this guy has, there he is in the green, over there. That's the, what was that, Bush 42? Because Clinton was 40. No, that'd be Bush 41. Bush 41, then it was Clinton, then it was Bush, then it was Obama. Obama's 40. So that'd be Bush 41. And so George Bush Sr. in a little pizza place, wanting to get some pizza, being confronted, and the guy confronts him about all the wars he launched, all the people that his New World Order has killed. And that's why the globalists want this cashless society control grid in place. They want this cashless society control grid in place because they want to be able to track, control everybody so they can carry out their crimes against humanity, and so the slaves can't even speak up against them. But we're going to call this fella that sent us this, 4 or 5 days ago, and get him on the show with us in the next few days. We have Tyrell Ventura on tomorrow. We have Catherine Austin Fitz on Bankstergate or Bankergate, choose your poison. She'll be on with us tomorrow and throughout the week. Very informative guest. I kind of spun out with all this news here towards the end of the show. There's just so much happening, so much going on. I want to commend the crew for the great job that they have been doing. I want to commend all the AM and FM affiliates, shortwave, satellite, internet, our IT people, our back office, the sales guys, everybody that makes this radio show possible. And I want to invite you to tune in at the very start of the show and the rebroadcast on the internet streams at Infowars.com if you want to hear that and see that Al Jazeera piece. But it's BBC2 openly exposing the fraud of the flu shots. Any of you who were doubting this was all a made-up fraud, it's now come out that it's a made-up fraud from the highest levels of the EU, that the UN, World Health Organization, did this. Also, another activist tool isn't just my films. If you want to download these TV shows in higher quality, go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day membership, $5.95 a month, or get a year membership and get close to 50% off. You get 5.5 months free when you pay for 6.5 months. That deal ends this Friday evening. The year-end special slash New Year special we always do in December and part of January ends this Friday if you want to be a PrisonPlanet.tv member. And of course, we had simulcast at least the last 2 hours of the radio show every day at PrisonPlanet.tv if you want to watch live. And we archive those as video for PrisonPlanet.tv members with all my films and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. And also, you may know all about this stuff. Get a membership and give the username and passcode to a couple of your friends and family to hopefully wake them up. We'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Retransmission starts now. Infowars.com, audio streams.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.